Some other news, a study just found more than 3,000 chemicals in food packaging is in human bodies.
Wait, I eat Cheetos. Are you telling me the bag is bad for me too?
Yes, NPR's Ping Huang reports.
Chemicals from food packaging and food making are leaching into food.
It's your plastic cooking utensil. It's your nonstick frying pan. It's your, I want to say chips, but in the US you say fries. The paper that your fries come in or the cardboard.
Jane Munke is a toxicologist and managing director of the Food Packaging Forum in Switzerland. It's a nonprofit research group that focuses on hazardous chemicals in food packaging. She co-authored a study out this week in the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology.
So we pulled together all of these data where people had measured food packaging chemicals in blood or in human urine and so on and so forth. And there's an overlap of 3,601 chemicals.
3,601 chemicals that are found in both food packaging and in humans. Munke says one of the ways people get exposed is when the food and the packaging have a chemical reaction. You've probably seen it if you've ever stored tomato sauce in a plastic container.
The container's red, right? That's because the molecules that give the sauce its red color, they have diffused into the plastic. And that happens the other way around also. So chemicals from your plastic can diffuse into your food stuff.
She says that chemical leaching is hastened by heat, time, whether a food is fatty or acidic, and how much of the food is touching the container. Now, this doesn't mean that all 3,000 of these chemicals are definitely bad for you. Many haven't been well studied for health effects, but some are associated with health problems. Dr. Robert Sargis is an endocrinologist at the University of Illinois.
Chemicals like phthalates, bisphenols, metals, I think there's pretty robust evidence to suggest that there are adverse health effects.
The study identified around 80 chemicals of high concern related to health problems like cancers, developmental disorders, and heart disease. But Sargis says these specific chemicals are hard to avoid.
The fact of the matter is we don't know where this stuff is, and we don't know 100% how we're getting exposed to it.
Like which containers and materials and uses are better or worse. In any case, these chemical effects accumulate over time. Leonardo Trasande is a pediatrician and researcher at New York University's medical school. And he says studies show that some of these chemicals, like BPAs and phthalates, start clearing your body pretty quickly after you stop ingesting them.
And if you sustain those interventions, you change hormone levels in weeks. You change your disease profile in months.
Researchers say regulators could do more to help. They call for better labeling to help consumers choose, more research to understand the health effects, and restrictions on using the chemicals with known harms in food production and packaging. In the meantime, for individuals, they recommend not microwaving or dishwashing plastic food containers and using more materials like stainless steel and glass, which are less likely to react chemically with food. Ping Huang, NPR News. On-